Chapter 11. It was becoming harder for the Nighthawk to wait for Wednesday night. He hadn't actually seen nakedness yet, but he'd seen women moving about in their bedrooms, unaware of being watched. If he kept his pace, sooner or later, he would see. Tonight he was in position to watch Lindsay Monahan through her bedroom window. There was a field behind her house, which you could reach by walking down the railroad tracks behind it. He lay flat in a low part of the field, behind a small outcropping of rock, with his binoculars. The light was on in her bedroom, but the room was empty. The Nighthawk was patient. Bagging the quarry was only the end part of a process. Like any hunt, the process was part of the pleasure. After an hour or so, Lindsay came into her bedroom. She took off her blouse and her slacks. Her undergarments were red and frilly. Lindsay is hotter than she seems, the Nighthawk thought. She went into the bathroom and stayed there, out of sight, for maybe 10 minutes. When she came out of the bathroom, she had a towel wrapped like a turban around her head and was wearing a white terry cloth robe that looked too big for her. All spanking clean, the Nighthawk said to himself. She came to the bed and sat, facing the window. The robe fell away a little over her knees as the Nighthawk focused through his binoculars. He could feel his heart beat. She leaned sideways and turned off the light. Damn! The Nighthawk lay in position for a time, his binoculars ready. But the light didn't go on again. When he was sure it wouldn't, the Nighthawk stood and checked his watch and walked back to the railroad tracks. She sleeps naked, he thought. He looked at his watch. Late. Too late to go to one of his other spots. He'd spent all evening on Lindsay and gotten to see her in her fancy underwear. That was something, but it wasn't enough.